Renewable Fuels Association President and CEO Bob Dineen told RFA members at the group's annual meeting in New Orleans on Tuesday that the state of their industry is strong despite a variety of challenges. Dineen, who is known as a fiery advocate for the industry, sounded off on a variety of subjects in his State of the U.S. Ethanol Industry speech, including EPA's use of a waiver to set recent renewable fuel standard blending requirements lower than the congressional mandates.
The real tragedy of EPA's action is that it castrates the market mechanism designed by Congress to motivate investments in both new advanced biofuel technology and the infrastructure needed to provide consumers with competitive choices at the pump. EPA's revisionist RFS policy would result in biofuels cannibalizing biofuels, fighting for a stagnant market without the tools Congress intended to eat away at oil's monopoly. EPA turned the statute on its head because it was too timid to allow the RFS to work as it was intended to do, to force the necessary change in our production and distribution system that would empower consumers and protect Mother Earth.
Dineen also fired back at recent remarks from the American Petroleum Institute's president and CEO, Jack Girard, who called the RFS, quote, a relic of our nation's energy past.
It's not the RFS that is a relic of our nation's energy past. It's the very notion that prosperity can only be driven by petroleum without regard for the environmental, economic, or national security implications of that dependency that is the relic world leaders need to recognize and relegate to the trash heap of history.
Dineen says that despite the wide range of challenges facing the RFS and the ethanol industry as a whole, producers should take notice of consumer support.
I know these are challenging times. Margins are tight. The political discourse is frustratingly ill-informed and negative. The relentless advertising by the API is more than annoying. The battles on Capitol Hill are tiring. EPA's hostility towards biofuels doesn't make sense. Having to battle for every new blender pump and FFV seems like a never-ending effort. But take solace in the knowledge that Americans across all demographics continue to support ethanol in the RFS specifically.
RFA's National Ethanol Conference concludes today in New Orleans. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.